Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back
to the Sorta Helpful podcast.
I'm Sonia.
I'm Blake.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the socioeconomic crisis. Just kidding. I don't think it's hot in here.
It's 68 degrees outside right now.
Things. It's not.
You were here when I bought
57. Was I?
You were there when I bought.
You're wearing some funky tights.
I know.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Hello, welcome. How you doing? Thanks for responding. Anyways, how are you?
I'm getting over a cold.
Mm.
So I feel mucusy in my throat.
Other than that,
what? No, you're fine.
Okay.
It's like, it's not even contagious. But I've been better. I have to go film a project from 2 to 6.
Another project?
Yeah, this is for class.
Mm.
This is for a lighting project, and I'm not really a fan of doing it, but somehow we had to do it all in one day, because that makes the most sense. But I have to go do that, that's why I have to leave early. But other than that, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, I still have a project to do, but it's lighting, but with photography.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get photos in the dark, like right now. I have to wait until nighttime, but it's a Sunday night, so it's like I have to come back to where I took the photos to get the same like lighting and
right. Whatever.
I've been doing good. I'm trying to like think about my week. I can't really remember. I was very productive. I think I did feel like a little gross. Are the levels even picking up, or is that just me?
I think we're fine. Honestly, okay. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it does show up there sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know. I've come to some realizations. I don't know how much of a broken record I sound like nowadays, but just like the past, especially, I know last episode was the past and nostalgia, but coming to terms with how far I've come with growing and healing and just like the change of attitude that I have about things, about life. And that just comes with, you know, going and living each day and just wondering how you're going to turn out, I guess. Because I wasn't so focused on, like, healing in my mind, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, there was a time where I would just be like, okay, I need to heal. I need to do this in order to get to where I want to be. And right now I'm just kind of living life and then calling back to what I was so upset about in the past, and I'm like, oh wait, I don't feel like that anymore.
Right.
And that's like really good. I don't know what it was the other day too. I think it was having like a angry day, or someone was frustrating me, and I was like, you know what? I have it a lot better than most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just think I need to be more grateful about it.
Right.
And acknowledging of it instead of being like, here's a list of things that I don't have right now, and it's pissing me off. But right. I don't know. I I got a new bag, and that's, woo!
Right.
Something like that.
I hate to say that I agree with you that we have to be more grateful for things.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have this knack for just, I'm going to allow this to anger me, and I'm going to sit here and be upset because this is not happening, or I got my hopes up for this outrageous thing that, what were the chances of it even happening?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I got to be honest, I agree with that. I do have it, when you said you have it better than people, I do too, and I don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that is a common thing with people who get a lot of what they want. In a way. And I know I've been, and my parents say this to me all the time, where it's like, yeah, you know that you have it better off than people, but you're so ungrateful, and you always, you're needy, and you just want. And I mean, like, yeah, that's true. That's who I am. I mean, I understand. It's just that I romanticize things, and I feel like, it's a long story, but
I think there's a difference between being greedy and ungrateful. With just a longing for more, something different, something new, because
exactly.
We want and crave more change.
My parents don't understand that, and I don't ask for much. ever, mm-hmm. really. I only ask for, I need this. This is something that I need. This is new. But they see it as, oh, this is expensive, or you already have one of those. Like, I need to build a new PC. The PC that I have is complete donkey trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't eat it. It runs for at least 1 minute and 30 seconds until it shuts off every single time I turn it on. So I have been sitting on this new PC for like 2 years. I only have at least 3 parts. And the only reason why I don't have everything that I need is because my parents aren't willing to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always asking for things, or like, you don't need this right now, or this is expensive. While I sit there and my fucking parents get like 50 packages a day from whatever. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's the same thing with a car. The one thing I always ask for is a vehicle. I need a car. But their excuse is, no, no one else got it. No one else got a car in this family. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get a car. And then I'm trying to explain to them, like, this is why I need it. I'm not them. I do a lot more things. And I don't know, it's ridiculous, but I'm ungrateful. And I'm honestly, but I am ungrateful for a lot of things, emotionally and just with other people. And I sit there and I mope and I feel bad that, like, I don't know. I know a lot of people who are really ungrateful. In fact, I have one friend in particular who is the most ungrateful person I've ever met in my life. This person has everything. They have money, like, legitimately. And I have somebody else in my life who doesn't have anything, really. But they do, like, they're kind of well off, but they're not enough. Like, they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're friends. It's a little bit of a thing. We're friends. We're all friends. And this person, who has almost everything they could ever ask for, talks and talks about how they don't have
enough.
Yeah, to this person. And this person gets really upset about it. But this person, oh, they're everything. They don't have and it makes me feel better about not being grateful. But I do agree that I'm not grateful.
It is a little difficult because you think, like, oh, if I'm grateful for stuff, then I have to, like, brag about it or talk about it a lot. Like, no. Dude, I've got a car, I've got a new bag, I just spent $100 over here, I've got a new this, new that, and then you, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because you want to...
Hi.
Did we schedule a podcast at the same time as somebody else?
I don't know. Hello, what's the deal?
Okay. Some people just came into the room and were like, hi. That's all right. What I was trying to say is, like, when you're trying to acknowledge what you have, it's, in my mind, I think it's better to share with people.
Yeah.
Like, dude, do you realize what we're doing right now? Yeah. We have a podcast and we're in college and shit. Like, some people don't have this or want it and they don't have it or can't get to it yet. And, but like you said, like, if you were person A who has a lot of money and person B who doesn't have much,
mm-hmm.
like, you have to be careful who you talk about your gratefulness or needing or wanting of things.
Right. But because I also,
then you'll seem narcissistic or ungrateful or, like, taking advantage of what you already have or just being like, dude, look how rich I am compared to you without saying that.
But also goes to the fact that person has all this other things they have to worry about, because that comes from insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Having this net, like, oh, yeah, I'm just talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them? Because they have it terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Than this one person. And they just talk, but it's just insecurity at that point. It's just like, okay, you got to realize,
I'm,
man.
I'm so rich, it's a problem.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. It was. Yeah, be like aware of who you're talking to, but also, like, be aware of what you're saying to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good thing to ever boast about anything to anybody. I think it's wonderful to be just humble and present it in a way that's not like, I have this. Like waving it in their face.
Dollar bill in their face.
I have this. I know you do, but I have it too. You know, like, mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You don't. I guess you'd be like, look what I just got. It's nice, right?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, when you said, like, be careful, like, don't never brag about anything to anybody, but I was like, oh, what if you, like, wanna, like, talk about something you're really passionate about, like, hey, I'm like, doing a lot better in a mental place, but then I thought, that also could be something bad, like, if someone just got out of a depressive episode and they're doing better in life, and they're talking to their friend who is not doing so well, but the person who's doing better doesn't know that. And they're talking like, dude, I'm not depressed anymore. I'm doing good. Right. I'm getting my shit together. And that may seem like a put down or like a beating somebody up. I know it's very hard because maybe that person who's not doing so well, like, doesn't tell you what's happening in their life.
Right.
It's all relative, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, it definitely is relative because there's some people and you could be like, can I, like, you sit down and ask, like, can I tell you about this right now? And they'll be like, absolutely, I want to hear about it. There's people like that and there's people not like that. That's why I always, like, you should ask before you do it. Because if you're just going to be like, right, when you sit down and they're like, and they don't want to hear it, then you're annoying.
You're annoying. There's this thing that I saw people doing where they're like, you should always ask before you vent or talk about anything to someone, like, do you have space right now? Just that statement. Do you have space for me to vent?
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves you to answer yes or no. If you're overwhelmed and you don't want to hear my baggage right now, you say no. And it's like, okay, well, not take offense to that. And we'll address it a later time.
Right.
And I was like, maybe I should start doing that. But the way these people presented it, they were like, you have to do this. Like, you can't just, like, start venting about anything without asking for space. And I'm like,
it's not true.
It was a bit harsh.
Yeah.
I think that what we maybe need to normalize is being like, if you started, like, venting to me about something right now and I was, like, not having it, then I'd be like, I acknowledge your stress. I'm not doing so well and I can't really, even though you're not, like, putting that weight onto my shoulders, I can't really take this right now.
Right.
Can we talk about it later or whatever, or just, like, can you write it down and then send it to me and I'll read it when I can.
Right. And speaking on, like, for that side, for that person who is, like, is not having it and don't really want it. I know that for me, I often have just these troubling times, and a lot of people just come to me. They come to me and a lot of the time I'm like, I really don't want any of this. But
I felt with you in the past because I felt so bad. I'm like, man, I just typed you a whole essay about what's going on right now, and I feel terrible because I feel like,
but sometimes,
based on things we talked about beforehand, I'm like, I don't know if she can, like, conjure up anything to help me out right now. And that's okay.
It's okay. And sometimes you feel like, I'm with me, like, sometimes you're like, I'm scared to say, I don't want any of this right now. Like, I always take it. You know what I mean? And I know I don't ever feel like, oh my god, I really can't do this. I never do it. Like, I always, whenever you come to me with anything, whatever, I always give, like, the best response possible as I can.
Like, you take time too. You don't like come up with an answer, like, really fast. You take your time.
That's why I feel bad sometimes, because I remember this one time you texted me something and I took, like, maybe a whole day. But I did come back and I was like,
when you explained that, I was like, okay, this makes sense. I'll bank that in my head for the future. Like,
yeah.
Because I did just, like, vomit a bunch of shit on
And I was doing some things and I always do it
and it's sometimes because, like, maybe I'm out doing something and you text me, or you're doing out something and I text you.
I'll always take it, and it's very rare that I ever feel like, oh my god. I know that sometimes it can be hard for those people to be like, hey man, not right now. But I've never done it, so I can't say, like, this is what you can do, but I could just say that it's okay. Do it.
I've never felt, well, no, not never. Never say never. I think there was a couple times where people in the past would message me with, like, these essays, and I'd be like, oh fuck, like, what just happened? Just not in a sort of, like, I can't take this right now, but, like, I gotta take a deep breath, shake it out. Let's focus on this person's problem so I can help them out so they don't feel stressed. Because I care about them. Mm. And sort of like, oh, well, what now? Sort of, what did they do? Like, what did they get themselves into? But it's usually never bad. That's just kind of my first thought. Because I'm like, well, obviously, I think that's anyone's reaction when they see, like, a book sent to them.
Yeah.
I think I recently, it's only when I'm high. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad was talking about the stuff happening over in Ukraine, and I was like, I would love to talk about this. Yes, it does need to be addressed. Not while I'm stoned.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was getting, like, really anxious and freaked out, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And I was like, Dad, I know. Can we talk about this while I'm not, nodding off right now?
Yeah.
It's a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's such a thing that you don't want to get into, but
yeah.
You can't explain why you don't want to get into it without getting into it. Anyways, thoughts and prayers. Have you done anything special this week?
This week?
Yeah,
special?
Anything like booming that's like, dude, this was so cool.
No. Mm-mm.
Just normal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really thinking about it. I don't think, last week was weird. It was fine, but it was weird. We found, we got a suite.
Ooh.
We only need one more person, but I don't know.
No.
That's I'm trying to get into a summer class, which is environmental film.
I was going to ask you, that was the proposal I was talking about, but I never asked you if you would want to work with me at the school district over the summer if they're having the painting program, because it's just an easy job.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
And then you could work around your summer classes, I think, but it's like...
It is a lot of money?
Yeah, because I used to work at the flower shop, and now my boss has a full-time person, part-time, full-time sort of thing. Not like me seasonally, but that was my proposal. I went to an art gallery exhibition.
The naturalist one, right?
Yeah, where they went around town and they like did oil paintings of.
Yeah.
I don't know. They painted the whole wall as like the river.
It's in Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the guy who did the work, he was a perfect copy of the guy who played Bertram on Jesse.
Really?
Perfect copy.
That's awesome.
Mustache. What if it's him? Glasses. I wish it was him. There was a coat, like a thing to where you could leave your coat and take a ticket.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Really?
I wanted to keep the ticket, but she had to take it. It was so cool. There was lemonade, which was amazing. There was cookies, which were too sweet, but, and just like.
It's open until April 2nd.
It is. I went, it was like an opening night. They did a speech and stuff.
Damn it.
It was like from 5 to 7.
Fucking lemonade. I was going to go. It was on Friday, right? I was going to.
It was also extra credit for one of my history classes. I don't know why, but I think I was the only one that showed up. So, not that I needed the extra credit, but it was like double extra credit, and it's an art exhibition.
Yeah, good enough.
It was sick.
Yeah, I really want to go to that. It seems awesome.
It is. Check it out. But see, that's like another thing that I'm grateful for. In this like very small, boring town, there was an art exhibition that I went to. I've never been to that where there was food and stuff. It was small, there wasn't like a lot of people or anything, but just like the I don't know what people call like living aesthetically and like going to art galleries and whatever, like, you know, I don't know.
I really want lemonade.
Yeah, it was lemonade. I don't know how else to describe it.
I want it.
Get some lemonade while you're coming.
Where in Oswego fast food restaurant sells lemonade?
Isn't Tully's drive-thru?
Is it?
I think so, because of COVID.
Do they have lemonade?
I would think so. Maybe McDonald's? Pretty much any fast food, I think. Taco Bell?
I'm looking it up.
Taco Bella? That was another thing. Circling back to when I was coming to the realizations of, like, I don't feel certain ways about certain situations, like I'm over it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to something. I'll admit, everything that I'm sourcing right now is TikTok. But it's, like, it's the good side of TikTok, you know? It's mm-hmm. the therapeutic, you don't need them anymore sort of side.
Right.
And they were talking about, like, if you dwell on the past so much and you talk about it, it's soon enough it becomes the present.
Yeah, and I hate it. It scares the shit out of me.
I realized that because I was venting to somebody about my old friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, wow, I'm, like, getting worked up about this again. I'm getting passionate and, like, I could, like, feel the chemical imbalance right. in my brain of, like, that anger that I felt beforehand. And that,
right.
you know what I mean? It just felt like a toxin, almost like I just took a pill and it's starting yeah. to do something. And I'm like, wow, this is really unhealthy. And it just, it made me realize even more how unhealthy of actions that I took or feelings or emotions that I felt back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it was, again, it was all necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of like, I don't think it was a spiritual awakening. I'm still looking for that.
Right.
I don't know, because I've seen and heard a lot of people being like, I just went through a spiritual awakening. And I'm just wondering if I'll know when it happens. And I'm kind of wondering what's going to lead to it happening. Maybe it's just going to be like what I just talked about.
Yeah.
Something small with myself. Or like, I don't know, I'm hiking in the woods and then I look at the distance, the landscape, and I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is the answer to life or something. Or yeah. this is the answer to all my problems and issues.
Go. You can't expect it ever. You can't think about it ever. And those people are making it not happen by doing that. So all I have to say is forget about it right now and never think about it again. And yep. I promise you'll feel it. I don't know when it'll be, but you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
What was that?
My banana that I had for lunch. Oh, I left a Sprite open in the fridge. I turned on my dryer, too, before I left, and I didn't even fold them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Things are changing. Things are changing. This is the last. We're not going to do a podcast for like a whole week for spring break. So this is the last one until the week after.
Right. That's right.
Is there anything?
That's right.
Anything you want to like say to people? Advice for spring break? You're going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
When are you leaving?
Maybe. St. Patrick's Day.
17th. Which is?
The 17th.
That's like the middle of spring break.
I know.
It?
I don't know. I don't
that's weird.
Know why. Well,
I thought you were going the whole week.
I know, me too. But I think it's just I don't know why. Just because Joe's coming, probably. Can't have. No, I mean, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful what you're doing there.
Oh. I am grateful.
You're grateful.
I'm grateful that my lovely significant other is coming with me to the city.
Yeah. Let me see what else I have in my notes here.
No.
Tarot readings and ongoing people attachments. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I have done this thing where I put. Do I smell?
No, I just.
Okay. I put people on a pedestal. I follow somebody new on Instagram. They are the aesthetic, the epitome of aesthetic.
Uh huh.
Aestheticness, whatever. Or just like I want to get to know them, but I have not reached out and they have not reached out, whatever.
Right.
And I've just idolized them.
Right.
And I've gotten around to talking to some of those people.
Uh-huh.
And then they kind of like drift away and I'm over the, I've taken them off the pedestal. And I realized it was only me idolizing that made yeah. them special. Like they're just another person.
Yeah.
Because I got my hopes up. And I got butt hurt.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like one of those things to never judge a book by its cover. It's just one of those things. These mm-hmm. people can present themselves however they want on the internet, but that's not really them, whether they like it or not. It's just mm-hmm. this other. It's just it's a trend. You know, this is the trend. This is the aesthetic right now. Everyone else is doing it. I'm gonna do it too.
People only post what you want. What they want.
Yeah.
They want you to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't really care about social media. I'm like,
whatever, bro. I do fall into those things where it's like, post only the aesthetic stuff. Like, I think I take nice pictures, and it's just like a window, and I put it on there, and people are like, oh my god, you're so cool, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's what I was thinking about this person, but now that I'm seeing it in retrospect, reality. Like, that wasn't really, like, a cool day. It was just a picture that I took in frame of this boring day to me,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know who talked about it before, but I think it's, like, maybe Emma Chamberlain or something, where you're, I guess, yeah, you're idolizing people, and you're like, oh, my God, they have, like, such a good life. They have such a cool life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and post a picture. And people are telling me, oh my God, you have such a cool life. You're so interesting in this. And you're like, no, I'm not. But then you apply that to the person you were just idolizing, like a celebrity. And you're like, oh, so everything's fake. Like, social media's fake.
Right.
And, yeah. Like, they're just as boring as me and sort yeah. of whatever. Anyways, I just like that I've taken those ties away from those people.
Yeah.
Taken them off the pedestal. And... like, I was stressing over nothing.
Right.
I really like when I come to those conclusions, to where I look back at a problem that I was so stressed about months ago or weeks ago, and I now just don't care about it. And it's just like a personal, it's personal growth, and it's personal, like, being proud of myself. And trying not to do that over and over again.
Right.
I now catch myself doing that. I'm mm-hmm. like, wait a minute, you're romanticizing them in your head. They're actually just a normal person.
Right.
They're not this god.
Yeah, that's how it always is with everybody. Oh, this is so annoying.
What's up?
Just this group for this project is...
Oh. Tea. Spill the tea.
I don't want to talk to... It's I don't know, man. I don't know.
Excuse me.
I'm changing my major.
You're changing your major?
Yeah.
Have I'm you
not
done
doing this anymore. No, not yet. Just because it's... middle of the semester.
Does changing your major push you back for graduating?
No, not really. Just because summer classes are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
Did you take winter ones?
Yeah, no, I didn't, but I can. I don't know, this is so dumb. I shouldn't have changed it in the first place.
You going back to zoology?
Yeah. I might minor in creative writing. I don't know. Just because it pisses me off. There is no cinema, no film, anything for a minor.
You can't minor in film?
No. Which isn't, I don't know why, but I can't.
I guess it's like an all in or nothing, maybe?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, you said like the workload that you have for being film major.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, there's this one class that all you do is just make films like every week. I'm not doing that. I don't love it that much. It's just I don't want to be forced to be creative. I really just don't.
It's like a side hobby. I get it. Because if
really
you
don't.
Some people, that's just how it works for some people. Like, some people are so passionate about film or whatever that it's just, that's pretty much the only thing that they do.
Right.
But
that's not me, man. I love animals and I'm going to stick to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just really love animals.
Yeah.
Now, that means I have to get through chemistry and shit, but either way, I'm happy about it.
And if you do feel like changing your major again after you change it back to zoology, just remember that you're always going to hate the decision you never made.
Yeah, I know.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to stick. I'm not going to change it again after this. It's done. I'm not doing it all anymore.
Right. We'll use this podcast as audio.
It's just not fair. Because, you know, I want to do all these things.
It's hard. College is very, it's either, if you're eccentric and you like to do a bunch of things at once and your work overloaded and your schedule's full and you don't have time for anything else but school, and you just, or just suck it up and stick to one thing.
I'm so stressed about
try
it.
Try to do whatever. I haven't thought about changing my major. I'm pretty fine where I am. I think, I don't know if that's just the mental block of me being like, okay, I gotta get out of here. I don't want to, like, mess around.
Yeah.
Or just me liking what I like, what I'm doing.
Yeah, you probably do. I just have this fucking problem where it's like, there's more.
That's
more expected of you. There's more you want to do.
Yeah.
And I realized that, like, this is so stupid. Like, I can't believe I thought this way. I was in a really bad, like, we all know, I was in a really mm-hmm. bad place in the beginning of this fucking year, and I was so, because I felt like I just lost everything that made me and me, it was just fucking weird, and I felt uncreative in a lot of ways. And I thought being in science would just, like, catalyze it.
Like, distract you?
Or, like, no, make it worse.
Oh.
I thought science would make me, like, a dud. But then I realized, I see all these professors, like, these science professors, and they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most creative fucking people I've ever seen. And I'm like, Sonia, what made you even think that science would worsen your fucking mental health issues? Like, I don't understand why I made those decisions. I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, I was scared by this teacher I had for bio seminar, and he said, if this is something you're not sure of doing, you gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I wasn't sure, and I'm like, so I changed it. But now I regret that decision, because I was not in a really good place. But now I know, I think I really do. I think I really do, and I know what I want to do. I want to work at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Work at the fucking American National Museum in the city. And
tend to the taxidermy.
Be a penguinologist. I love penguins. I want to work with penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Work with any and all animals. I don't know.
Maybe
mammals.
Like those birds. People who have like a relationship with a seal or something.
Yeah, I see that and I'm so jealous. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is what I wanted. You know what I mean?
That is pretty interesting.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to regret that.
I don't know. That's just life. That's life.
Yeah, there's people who...
changing your mind.
Yeah, people do that all the time.
And now more than ever, as we said it before, is the time to discover yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Discover what you want to do with your life. Even though some people don't have it figured out yet.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Really, you don't...
Some people go with emotions until they figure out, okay, this, I think I'm living life now.
Yeah.
I know I've changed my perspective on what I want to do sometimes, like a lot. What time are we at?
We're at 32 minutes, and it's 1:38.
What time do you have to go away?
I have to call my mom, because I'm scared she's not going to get here on time.
I can drive you.
Because I have to be there at 2. No, I already fucking, I'm going to call her right now. I'm going to call her right now.
Call her right now on the podcast.
I will.
Speakerphone?
No.
No. You might want to... There you go. Sonia is taking the call.
Did you get my text?
Right now.
Why don't you just look at your phone? Okay, can you come? Can you come, please? Thank you. Bye. I'm Murano. Bye. Jesus Christ. I never understood her.
Now, would you say that you're being ungrateful?
No.
No?
No, I told her... I need this to happen at this time. That's not ungrateful. How is that ungrateful?
I don't know. Maybe taking other people's things into consideration? I don't know. I'm not
It's
siding.
My mom.
I'm not siding
with my fucking mom who never listens to me.
All right.
Or does things like, it just doesn't check. She... She yells at me for not checking my phone, but she doesn't. It's okay.
People are hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's okay when people do it, but if you do it, it's a
That's
no
a problem
go.
That I have.
It's a no go.
That's a problem that I have sometimes.
With people?
Yeah. Sometimes I can be Hippocratic.
Hippocratic? Is that the word?
Yeah, that's hypocritical, but hypocritical. I can be hypocritical.
Hypocritical.
I mean, everyone can. I just, sometimes I'm like,
mm-hmm.
It makes sense to me, but when other people do it, I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, you're right, I'm a terrible person. It's just what it is, what it is, you know?
It is what it is.
Hi, Sonia, nice outline. I can't wait to read the rough draft.
Is that your script?
Yeah, that's the movie.
No, I meant, was that the person replying to your, did you make the script? Like, what's your job in there?
I did not. So, this person, I don't know, she's a senior, and she's just somehow more qualified to take charge of things. I wasn't gonna sit there and be like, okay. So she just gave everyone just like a thing.
Mm.
I'm cinematography. Then this other person's screenwriting, so they wrote it.
Ah.
And then this
sense.
Person's sound and editing, and then she's lighting.
Light bulbs. My light went out over my sink.
Really? That sucks. No, yeah. But this I got a nice outline, so I had to write I'm in costume history. And I had to write an outline for my final paper, which is 8 to 12 pages long.
Mm.
And she thought it was nice. I'm doing the historical accuracy of costumes on Broadway.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Delectable.
I love Broadway. I had to say I'm doing Hamilton, but
what?
Oh,
you're studying
Hamilton. I picked two, so I did Hamilton and Something Rotten.
I see. Or like that. What is that one that not everyone, but I've seen a lot of people who are obsessed with? It's like something Hadestown? Yeah.
What about it?
I don't know. People are like really obsessed about it.
Yeah, people were obsessed about it. I didn't really get it. I didn't really like the music. I listened to maybe like one or two songs that were fine, but other than that, like
I don't know. I was hanging out with my friend in their class, and the teacher said I could stay because I didn't want to go to my other class. And it was like a breakdown of the stage and everything and the composition of the whole thing. I don't know. And then it just started magically popping up on my For You page on TikTok.
Really?
I wonder why, government. Because you heard me watching it. When do you think that you'll be finally living life the way you want? Describe to me your ideal life. Oh my
god, what kind of question is that?
Do you feel like, I don't know, I've just been like, I don't lately, know, man. With that being grateful thing, I'm like, wow, I'm pretty much living the life that I've been romanticizing, and I don't even know it, because I'm just like, well, now that I have this, it has no, like, romanticizing value to me. Like, I've always wanted this Grateful Dead t-shirt, and now that I have it, it's just
okay,
t-shirt,
let me tell you
and
this.
I don't wear it.
Let me answer your question.
Answer.
I will fully be comfortable and happy and living life when I get my head out of my ass and I'm comfortable with myself and stop caring about what other people think and just take my life, just take everything that's happening, take every opportunity I can, and I'm just comfortable and be like, yes. And when I have that feeling of, yeah, this is okay, you're doing way better than you were before, and this is right, you're doing the right thing, then I'll be fine.
You'll have that, like...
Who knows when that will be? Honestly, I'm having trouble. Sometimes it's fine, sometimes it's not, but...
Have you ever had those moments where you're like, wow, life. Like, in a good way. I don't know.
I can't say no to that. We all have. I can't say no to that. There's definitely been times. It's just not as common as it used to be. Once you get out of high school, things start crumbling, for sure. I feel like you have this security in high school. I don't know what it is. I can't really explain it. I mean, it depends on stuff for some people, but I
guess
sure
so, because there's not as many, like, responsibilities, maybe.
Everyone knows each other.
Like,
you know what I mean?
True,
too?
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other. Everyone's comfortable. There's, like, a dynamic that's
like,
been that way
same
for
people
years.
Since you were, like, 5 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, this dynamic. Like, oh, these people are this person. Like, this is a group. Always been like that. And
labeled.
These people are... Yeah, it's just... Sadly, it's comfortable.
Yeah,
you're used to
society.
It, and when you get out there, holy
it's a whole new thing.
Yeah. I've also starting to realize that I'm throwing away, not technically throwing away, but I'm throwing away everything that just I
didn't serve
my
you.
My past. I'm throwing it away right now, and by what I mean by that is I'm not letting it control me. Okay. It's still there. I'll be like, yeah, I'll reminisce. But right now, I'm not letting it be a fucking... Oh, now she just left when I needed her the most. I don't understand my mother sometimes.
I don't know. I've been... I get that. Because especially... I won't lie. It's been a stab in the heart when I open up my Snapchat memories in the morning. Because I want to see, like, what I was up to, and then I just see the toxicity of it. But I don't want to delete it, because then I'll be like, oh, I wish I still had that thing. Because I've done that with a couple things.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shoot, I wish I had that to show. But
I have something to say.
What's go ahead.
No, you finish.
Okay.
I just got excited about it.
sorry. But I've seen, like, I scroll through, and I see, like, the stuff we did during the summer, and I'm like, that now. I want
you
to
and them?
Again. No, with you.
Me?
Yeah.
What
us.
Did we do? Oh my god. I have a terrible memory.
I don't know. We went to your lake house. We just hung out. We went
what
on drives
we
and went to Break Back and got ice cream and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
Had chats while the waves were crashing
yeah,
and it was
fun.
Like really dim and muddy looking.
We did have fun.
Yeah.
We did.
I just want
and playing the video like the old fat, what is it?
of video games.
The old fashioned.
Oh yeah, my knockoff like Nintendo 64 or whatever.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll hope that we can do that with Griffin too. If his schedule is open. More open. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. What was I gonna say?
On the beach.
Yeah. Whatever. I just want a road trip. Whoop. You want to go hiking?
Yeah.
This is what I want to say.
Go for it.
I'm going to start streaming. Fall of 2022 on Twitch.
Nice.
The only reason why I'm doing this is because I'm going to be with Joe. And we're going to have this like cool gaming setup. I'm going to have my PC finally built so I can actually do it. And it'll just be fun. So, and the suite is just a room full of guys who stream. So it'd be like one of those cool like...
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. Where it's like,
I can stream
the Misfits.
The Misfits, yeah. So I'm gonna stream and it's gonna be fun. CSGO, I'm excited for
whatever.
It. I'm not. I know. I'm sorry forever if that's an issue, but I am not gonna hold it in anymore. I'm just gonna let it out. I'm gonna start being kawaii. I'm gonna start being kawaii.
You not say that so strangely. I can't.
You're like, kawaii. Not in the way that you think, though.
Kawaii?
Like, yeah. Not, like, dress like it.
Yeah.
But, like...
For your stream
stuff, I'm going to let it out. Yeah, I love pink. You know what? Fuck you. I'm a woman who likes pink.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as you will. You know, you can bully me all you want. But I like the pink. And I'm gonna start...
You're gonna have, like, a cutesy...
I'm not gonna really. I'm just gonna accept it.
Yeah.
My setup's gonna be cute.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really love Pokemon, so it's gonna be a lot of Pokemon stuff. But other than that, I'm like, I'm not gonna hide anywhere. You know those TikTok videos?
I'm just gonna let it out. I'm gonna start being kawaii.
I'm gonna be kawaii. No, yeah, there's like this thing where it's like, you know those TikTok videos where it's like these people have like these like Japanese Starbucks cups and like the cat paw. I gotta show you.
The cat paw like mouse pad?
Oh, that is cute.
Like the little squishy cat pads?
Yeah, that's the stuff I'm talking about.
I like those.
I'll find it. I'll find it on TikTok right now. Turn the volume down.
I miss my little squishy cat that is like a little... Well, it was just a squishy cat and he was laying up and he had his belly and you could squish his belly.
I had it
on my ceiling like a patch where the paint is gone because it peeled off. And I threw it out because it was all gross, but I want another one. I got it off of Wish like 2 years ago. Like middle school.
Yeah.
Remember when everyone was like, Wish was like the thing?
Wish.
Everyone was buying stuff from Wish, and it's like, 5 things I got on Wish. Let's find out if it's a scam or not.
Yeah.
I bought a shirt with Jim Morrison's mugshot on it, and it's coming soon.
That's awesome.
I'm very happy. I want to buy his poetry books just to read. Am I cool enough for you?
Me?
I don't know. Whoever watching, listening. Am I cool enough? Huh?
I want to eat this mic.
Do I
want to fucking eat this mic?
Fit your standards?
Where is it?
Am I aesthetic enough?
Where is it?
Where I'm just so cool?
I'm so stressed.
Hippie core? I don't know.
God, I hope not.
I don't even know if that's a thing. Hippie core?
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Find it. Find the thing. Squishy pat.
I'm so... Cat. It's like this
person. Are you going to drink lean? That stuff's been showing up too, magically on my For You page ever since you showed me it. Never seen it before. It's like, oh no, there's the lean guy, and it's like
it's Michael. I hate it so
Michael
much.
Michael laughed and like,
yeah, that's funny. That's funny, but I hate the lean memes. So Joe's stupid. Always been doing talking about it.
You can show me after.
No, I gotta find it.
You want to do it before the end?
I don't know.
Oh, someone's laughing really loudly. Someone's yakking up a storm.
I gotta find it.
Oh my god, Jeffree Star was on my For You page and he has yaks.
Yeah, he was on mine too.
That's so weird.
I know.
I haven't thought about that man in so long.
Okay, if I find one on my For You page, I'll send it to you.
Thank you. Wait. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope that you enjoyed. We hope you got something out of it. You can follow us on our Instagram at sort_of_helpful_podcast. We post when our episodes post, which is pretty much every Monday except for this coming Monday, which is spring break, so we won't be posting the 13th, 14th of March. We'll see after that. So, yep, don't forget to drink water. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.